grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Chishimbaka Mbwili denies faking sickness to skip court. Annual inflation for the month of November drops to 10.9%. In international news, Guinea-Bissau general sworn in as transitional president after coup. In sports news, Zesco coach upbeat ahead of Al Nassri clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Chishimbaka Mbwili has clarified his court absence, disclosing that he was involved in a minor accident. Mr. Kambwili revealed that he had instructed his lawyers to request an adjournment to attend the matter at the hospital. He was yesterday expected to appear before court for charges of unlawful assembly. However, his absence triggered uproar on social media platforms. Mr. Kambwili was therefore refuted claims on social media that were circulating, suggesting that he collapsed and was hospitalized, stating that he is very fit and not seriously ill. The court has adjourned the matter to January following an application by Mr. Kambwili's lawyers. Within a separate development, Zesco Managing Director Justin Longo says the newly signed Memorandum of Understanding between Kiona and Greenco is expected to unlock long-delayed financing and support for Zambia's efforts to diversify its electricity sources, I beg your pardon. Speaking on the sidelines of Zimbabwe-Zambia Energy Project Summit, Mr. Longo said the government and the agreement marks an important step in resolving challenges that have slowed Zesco's project implementation. He explained that Zesco has struggled to advance several key initiatives due to the limited access to funding, and that the MOU will allow Kiona, but also Greenco, in ensuring that they pursue financing for planned projects. Mr. Longo added that the model will reduce pressure on Zesco's operations, and the partnership with Kiona will develop new power plants, while Greenco will distribute the generated electricity to targeted customers. Mr. Longo acknowledged concerns that the move may have come late, noting that the current drought has highlighted the dangers of relying on a single major power source. He emphasized the need for Zambia to diversify its energy mix, adding that solar and green coal are key sources of the country that should expand to strengthen power supply.
This drought has taught us that we should never ever depend on one electricity source. Today we are talking about solar. We need a total mix of electricity. We are talking about solar, and don't say solar is not reliable. Solar is reliable in its own sense, just like hydro. Yeah, hydro was reliable, but where are we now? We are struggling because we thought hydro was reliable. Can we have a blend of all this green coal? God gives us a resource not for us to just watch or admire. Let's tap into the green coal. Like our friends have tapped into, is it oil and whatever resource God has endowed them with. So let's tap into all these resources, mix them, and we are going to get to a better space.
The Examinations Council of Zambia suspended 5 GCE examination centres for 2 years after recording serious examination irregularities during the 2025 GCE exams. The affected centres are Chovwe Day Secondary School in Kalumbila, Kabanda Secondary School in Munilunga, Kampampi in Chelenge, Yolo Secondary School in Nakonde, and Twatotela in Lusaka. ECZ Public Relations Manager Nicholas Nkuwa says the decision follows evidence of malpractice at the centres. The council has also nullified results for 1,654 GCE candidates linked to the suspended centres. Mr. Nkuwa further says results for 151 candidates in Mungwi, Kaputa and Chama districts have also been cancelled for malpractice in the 2025 Junior Secondary External Examination. He explained that the action is backed by the ECZ Act, which allows the council to nullify any results obtained fraudulently. The ECZ is warning all examination centres to avoid practices that promote cheating and to follow official examination guidelines. The suspended centres will not conduct any examinations for the next 2 years, starting 2026. And separately, The annual inflation for the month of November 2025 has dropped to 10.9% from 11.9% recorded in October 2025. This means that on average, the prices of goods and services increased by 10.9% between November 2024 and November 2025. Addressing journalists in Lusaka yesterday, Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTAT's Acting Statistician General Sheila Mundenda noted that annual food inflation for November 2025 was recorded at 13.9%, compared to 14.1% in October 2025. Ms. Mundenda attributed the decline in food inflation mainly to price changes in key food items such as cereals and fruits. She added that the reduction in the overall inflation rate is seen as a positive development for the country's economy, reflecting some easing of price pressures on consumers. In international news, General Hota Ntaganaman has been sworn in as the transitional president of Guinea-Bissau, one day after army officers announced that they had deposed the country's president, staging the West African nation's latest military coup. Having served until now as the chief of staff for the country's army, Ntaganaman is considered to have also been close in recent years with President Umaro Sisko Embalo, who was deposed on Wednesday. He said evidence had been sufficient to justify the operation, adding that necessary measures are urgent and important and require everyone's participation. The African Union AU Commission chairperson on Thursday condemned the military coup and called the immediate and unconditional release of Embalo to be done immediately, with all detained officials included. This was all contained within a statement by the AU. Military officers referring to themselves as the High Military Command for the Restoration of Order said in a televised statement on Wednesday that they had ousted Embalo in the latest episode of turmoil in the coup-prone country. It came one day before provisional results had been expected to be announced in the race between Embalo and Fernando Diaz, a 47-year-old political newcomer who had emerged as Embalo's top challenger to run the West African state, which is a hub for cocaine trafficking. On Thursday, the capital Bissau was mostly quiet with soldiers on the streets and many residents staying indoors even after the overnight curfew was lifted. Still within international news, President Cyril Ramaphosa termed as an insult Donald Trump's statement that he should bar South Africa from attending next year's G20 summit on American soil. We monitored African news.
President Cyril Ramaphosa termed as an insult Donald Trump's statement that he would bar South Africa from attending next year's G20 summit on American soil. In a statement Thursday, the presidency said South Africa would continue to participate as a full and active member of the G20. Last weekend, South Africa hosted a successful G20 summit, the first on African soil, which Washington boycotted despite being the incoming G20 president. South Africa rejected the U.S.'s suggestion to hand over the presidency to an embassy official. The ceremony instead happened at Pretoria's Foreign Ministry building after the summit. As a member of the bloc, South Africa does not need an invitation to a G20 event. The country has been a target for Trump since he returned to office at the start of the year, with his administration casting the country as anti-American because of its foreign policy. He has also attacked policies that seek to undo the legacy of apartheid by empowering South Africa's black population.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zesco United coach Matthews Ndlovu says his club will have to win home games to keep their CAF Confederation Cup campaign alive. The skipper Lindo Mkonta says the players are inspired by the 2016 semi-final milestone and are motivated to replicate that performance. Speaking during the pre-match conference at the Total